tough spot in terms of field position to get stuck and challenged.
Yeah, we love it.
Coach
Wintrick and the training staff and the coaching staff have been training us for that all year. Put us in critical positions and know that we can't just roll over and we got to fight back, and we were able to do that tonight.
Can you talk about? I'm sorry, but can you talk about the difference it makes when Kai Nakua is in there?
I love Kai. He brings a different energy to the team. I just love playing with him, and he's a playmaker. You saw that tonight. He commands the field, and he's just a great guy on and off the field. I'm a really good fan.
What was it like for you getting a chance to really go out and show what you can do?
It was fun.
Making a big difference.
Yeah, I was nervous at the beginning, I'm not going to lie. And, just building up to this moment, I've been waiting a long time. But I was grateful for the opportunity, and a lot of plays came my way that I was able to, that I was blessed to be able to make. And it was good. Happy for it.
When did you find out that you're going to start tonight?
Last night. So right after the meeting.
Last week. Your offense gets the ball with 40-somewhat seconds, drives down, gets the ball there to win. This week, you guys were on the defensive side where you have the 4-point lead and need to see, you know, need to avoid being on the other end of that. How nice was it to just have Kai, you know, just put the game in the
ball? Oh, it was unbelievable. I was mad at him because he just ran away from me, it seemed like. But I didn't get to congratulate him or to talk to him until we went back out on the field. So, it was an unbelievable feeling, indescribable.
Making the secondary come up really well.
Really well. I mean, we had a couple mishaps again, but I thought we did really, really well. Everyone tackled really well. We were able to communicate really well. Boise State's a hard team to game plan for, and they do a lot of different formations, but we communicated really, really well. Put ourselves in great positions.
You really only had that one trick play. Were you guys prepared all week to be expecting a gadget play or two?
Yeah, I thought they were going to come on with 16 different trick plays, the way the coaches prepared us. But, again, Kai just made a great play on it.
Watts! My boy Watts. Hi-ya.
Here's the man.
Mike, what was it like watching that final? I mean, it's 4th and 7. We've got some time now, so if you guys have to go back out there, maybe you can give the offense one more shot. What was it like watching that today?
Undescribable. I mean, you see Tanner move around in the pocket and then just heave it up. And I looked down and I saw Devon first, and I was like, oh, Devon's too far away. And then I saw Mitch, and this full extension, and I'm so happy for Mitch. He works so hard, he grinds every day, practice, and meetings, and it's just so good to see him to make a big play like that, happy for him.
Kai, how rewarding was a night like this after what you've been through as a game?
It's all right, you know. No, just kidding. No, it was great. Just to get another W with the guys, Coach was out there calling the plays, and I was just trying to execute and make plays to help us win. So it's a great feeling right now.
Got greedy out there with 3 interceptions.
I was trying to get it to pass it around to the other guys, but I don't know what happened.
So good to cap off at those 3 interceptions with a touchdown, though.
It does, because I know that last one, it was just, get down. I'm like, I see green grass. Score. Just run, you know, and if you get to the end zone, then so be it.
How do you feel the defense played overall?
I think we did. 24? 24? It's our killer. 24 points. Got him below 24 at 24, so yeah. I know. Defense did great. Offense did great, too, so.
What did you see on that last interception? Was it overthrown or was it?
Well, I was dropping my half and I had that side of the ball, and I was just looking at the quarterback because I'm already deep enough. And see him look at me, I was like, all right, either I catch it or he catches it. So I was like, all right, here's my turn to catch it. Just go.
Can you maybe talk about how hard it was to sit out the first game? And
whoo, you have no idea. I was over here standing. I was watching the game like I was on the sideline, just standing up and bend over and like, oh, let's go, cheering on the guys. And it was crazy, you know, to see the team out there. It hurt, you know, I was out there like, man, I should be out there helping the guys, helping the team back, make a play, win the game. When I saw that miracle, I was going crazy. I was running on the field like I was on the field. So it was good.
Can you describe your emotions from the bowl game to running that touchdown back? I mean, you have obviously gone through a journey to where you ended up today.
Yeah, you know what? everyone knows what happens at the bowl game, and I learned my lesson, you know. And now I'm here. Today was a day that I needed to focus on and just help the team make plays.
Your three interceptions tied Derwin Gray's record for interceptions in a game.
That's someone just told me.
What does that mean to you?
I don't know. He came to talk to us. Yeah. He told me about it. In my head, I was like, challenge accepted. Cool. So I guess I tied in, and hopefully another game I didn't beat it.
You don't talk about Mike's performance.
My boy Wolf did great. He was out there. We were just talking, you know. Plays. There's some plays I'm like, wait, what did he call? He's over there. You know, this is a play. I was like, all right, thank you so much. He's out there making plays too. You know, great tackler, great. Great guy to cover a receiver too, and I'm surprised he didn't get paid either. But I had to take him for
coming. Any other questions?
You gonna leave him a peg next year?
I'll go.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Kai, what was it like? What was it like on that final offensive play? Fourth and seven, you guys asking Mike same thing. You know you might have to go back out there and try and stop him some timeouts or whatever.
Well, I was ready to go back out. I was over there smiling on the sideline, like, let's go. They're going to try and score, so we're going to stop them. And I go out there with confidence with my boys and just tell them, yell them at them every play, like, let's go. It's our time, let's go.
What was it like watching Tanner throw another miracle touchdown, this time you being able to do different?
I did the same thing I did the first game. it was really fun to see him throw that ball and miss coming down.
Do you feel like you've taken on a leadership role with this defense?
I don't know. I don't really know. I just try to be a dude that everyone can talk to, you know? I just try to be, don't judge anyone. Don't be like, oh man, you do this, I'm going to talk to you. I accept everyone, you know? Just have fun with it. I think I can smile with anybody on the team and just have a good time with them. So I just try to be a friend and brother.
He's a leader of the offense. What do you think of the front seven of training? You're getting pressure on the quarterback for each
match. Love it. I'm out there sometimes dropping that much. This guy's running full speed at me. Hopefully they get him. So they did that today. They saved me on a couple of them. So it was great.
How much faith does this team have in Tanner Mangum right now?
Me? Freaking love Tanner. I think he can sling that thing. I think he can do whatever he wants. I think the team really needs to show him that. I think that we are. Taysom, man, he went down and it was heartbreaking, you know. But Tanner came in, stepped up, and did his thing, so I love that.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Let's go eat.
Have one.